Time to lace up those outdoor running shoes as a new charity fun run, walk will be debuting in North Bay this spring. We're very excited for the hometown run for Youth Special Olympics in North Bay, says Lisa O'Kane, the race co-director. This is the very first time that Special Olympics Youth in North Bay has participated in a fundraiser of this type, which will take place Sunday, May 7 at 9 a.m. at the North Bay waterfront. O'Kane is no stranger to promoting and participating in Special Olympics-related events. As a longtime teacher and principal in North Bay, O'Kane says she always looked forward to working with these student athletes. They give you so much, she said in a 2020 Beta Day interview. With my background in athletics, I had always wanted to do something with Special Olympics and got involved through the group at Whittafield, with Rob Saunders and that whole group that runs an amazing program for youth in Special Olympics North Bay, and I got involved in the adult program as well. Through all of that, I've gotten to do amazing things, such as running our local and regional track and field meets. I went to the provincial games and then I was selected for the national games as well. I coach floor hockey, track and field, and snowshoeing. They are such amazing human beings and I learn more from them than I think they would ever learn from me. She adds, in any school I've gone to, if I was having a bad day, I would always wander down to those classrooms to get an infusion of joy, because that is the way they operate their lives. They are such wonderful human beings that bring such a sense of joy to the world. O'Kane says North Bay as a community has been so receptive to the events and competitions the Special Olympics athletes have been involved in, and she says that is vital for the success of these programs. The support from the community is essential for both adults and young people. We are really trying to develop right from the ground up, and that's what I think it is. It encompasses the entire community. It's a beautiful thing to watch them support each other and share in each other's victories, she says. And she's hoping that generosity continues to be shown by the community with this new event taking place. It is an opportunity for our community to come together to help raise funds for our athletes' programming for the entire year, says O'Kane. It's been a few long years of having to stay stuck inside, and so we're encouraging everyone to come down to the waterfront and run, or walk and enjoy the day, all while participating in helping our athletes. Rob Saunders is also a race co-director and says, Special Olympics allows our youth the chance to participate in sports and hang out with their own friends. It allows them to do some traveling, keeps them healthy and in shape, and they learn to be part of a team. Riley Bell is someone who embodies that spirit. Bell is a local Special Olympics athlete. She says, Rob Saunders got me involved because he knew I liked sports. It started with swimming and then I went to track and field, and I've been doing lots of different sports since then. She adds, I like participating in sports and playing lots of games. I love playing hockey and scoring goals, and I like winning, especially with my friends. Team sports are a lot of fun. Riley is a wonderful teammate. She is accepting and sees the best in each of her teammates, says O'Kane. I have had the pleasure of coaching Riley for the last 4 years in track and field and floor hockey, and she is the ultimate athlete. Not only does she love to compete, but she also strives to excel in each of her sports. For the past 5 years, Riley has competed in the Special Olympics school program in the sports of soccer, basketball, bocce, swimming, snowshoeing and floor hockey. In 2019, she was named Female Athlete of the Year for Special Olympics school program. In the same year, Riley attended the Special Olympics World Youth Games in floor hockey, where her team won a gold medal. The hometown run for Youth Special Olympics features a 10 km and 5 km run, as well as a 1 km family fun run, walk. Bell says the Special Olympics athletes truly appreciate the participation of the community. It makes me happy and makes me feel good to know people want to support us and makes us feel involved in the community, she says. It's important to help and give support so that we can keep our programming going. O'Kane says, we hope this inaugural event becomes a mainstay event in our community for years to come. Please join us on May 7th, as a runner or walker, and consider donating to our athletes so we can continue to have rich programs that support healthy active living. And on behalf of our Special Olympic youth athletes, we thank you. You can click here to register. You may also sponsor a Special Olympics athlete by clicking here. If you have a story for the Pursuit feature, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.